Well, I think they have to go get another bat, and I think they'll try everything they can. The problem is, with an extra wild card team and relative weakness of the National League, there are a lot more teams that are in it that aren't used to being in it. So this thought that they can just go out and find a bat somewhere, it's a lot easier said than done. And I'm just, I mean, maybe Carlos Quinton will be available with the Padres, though even that is in question. But one way or another, I think they need one more hitter, because I've found over the years, teams really get jazzed up when the front office goes out and says, we're going to get you guys some help so we can definitely win this division. And if you add a bat to this team and you get Jason Worth back, suddenly that lineup could be pretty formidable.
Yeah, and Adam LaRoche has been there pretty much consistently all year long. It looks like he's on his way to 25 or 30 home runs.
Right. He's been very good this year, and to get off to a good start for the first time in his career was really surprising. But obviously, they're going to have to get Ryan Zimmerman back to the Ryan Zimmerman of old, and we'll see if that shoulder holds up. But when you look at this team, if they add a bat and they get completely healthy, suddenly a subpar offense looks above average in the National League.
Bryce Harper, impact immediately when he comes up. It was late April because of injury. We probably were thinking he was going to be late May to June, but he got up a little early, and he's not disappointed.
I am really impressed with what I've seen, just as everyone else is. And it's hard not to look at him and not think immediately he's 19 years old. I have a son who's 18 years old, and it just amazes me that they're almost the same age. He's so much better in some ways than I thought. He throws better than I thought. He runs better than I thought. I knew he had this kind of power and this kind of ability to hit the ball to all fields. Plus, and this might be the most important thing, he really plays the game hard, and he plays it hard on every play. And it's so rare that we get anybody doing that these days, and I think he has energized that team where they look around, and I think some of them think he's kind of a nut at times, but he's a good nut in every way.
We watch Mike Trout. What's the ceiling on this guy?
Well, I was talking to a man in uniform today, let's say, and he told me, we're going to wake up 25 years from now, and Mike Trout and Bryce Harper will be in the Hall of Fame, and there's no telling how many home runs both of those guys are going to have. And he mentioned 500 homers. Guy's 19 years old. He's got 7 homers, and I had a guy in uniform tell me today that if we went to sleep, woke up 25 years later, that guy would be in the Hall of Fame with 500 homers. You can't extrapolate like that in baseball. It's too hard a game, and yet people are doing this because they see such an exceptional talent.